International observers who were in Ukraine monitoring the presidential election have said they witnessed widespread fraud. The team was sponsored by the National Democratic Institute. One of those monitors was Abner Mikva, the former Illinois congressman and former chief judge of the U.S. Court of Appeals in the District of Columbia and also former White House counsel in the Clinton administration. Judge Mikva and his wife Zoe were part of that international delegation, and Judge Mikva joins us now from Chicago. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for asking me.
What was the role of observers in these elections?
Well, there were over 1,000 foreign observers, Western observers, in the Ukraine during the election, and most of us were there to observe what was going on. There were a few who came in with their minds made up. The Russians had some observers there who had their press release out, I think, before the polls closed about what a good election it was. But the Western observers, by and large, were neutrals. They were there to see what happened, and most of us were hoping it would be a fair and clean election. Unfortunately, that isn't the way it happened.
What did you see?
Well, we were in Kiev, and we were in some 20 different precincts during the day, and I have to say that the process during the election itself seemed very, very good. It was orderly. There was a large turnout. We stayed for the count in this one precinct because we'd been told there might be some problems in that precinct, and even the count seemed to go very, very well. And it wasn't until later on in the evening, that about 3 o'clock in the morning, when we were supposed to follow the ballots to the central place where they were to be, the count was to be announced and confirmed. And when we got there, all of a sudden, there was no more order and fair and free. It was all 2,100 ballots were thrown out on the false of technicalities. It was a technicality that they had created, and they did allow me to speak. I have to give them credit for that, but they looked me right in the eye and said, that's the way it is here, and out went 2,100 people's right to vote.
And when you spoke up, what did you say there?
I said, I can't believe this. We're here as Western observers. We don't have a stake in this. We're not here to push either candidate, but you can't just throw out 2,100 people on this technicality that none of them knew about that doesn't affect the fairness of the election at all. And he said, well, that's the way we do it. Those are the rules. Thank you. And that was the end of it. I thought I'd seen lots of rough and tough elections in Chicago and elsewhere in Illinois, but they were mild compared to this one.
Do you hold out any optimism about the possibility to have free and fair elections if a second election is held?
No, I think that they can do it. I think that I worry more about the problem of the sectionalism that is being developed there, just as I worry about the sectionalism that is being developed here. When they had a map there, which instead of using red and blue, they used orange and blue, orange for Mr. Yushchenko and blue for the government forces. And if you turned it on its side, it looked exactly like the map of the United States with the blue states up north and the orange states down below. And I think that sectionalism is really not going to go away and is being exacerbated by the tension now, and it probably will stay exacerbated or get more exacerbated by a runoff.
You're speaking to us from Chicago. There is a large and quite active population in Chicago with roots in the Ukraine.
Right.
I understand that if you ride the L in the city or walk down Michigan Avenue, it's not unusual to see someone with an orange lapel on.
That's right.
Or an orange ribbon on their lapel.
Right. Mr. Yushchenko took on the color orange, and in Kiev, of course, it was very significant that so many people were wearing it. I must say that until that awful experience early in the morning of the day after the election, I was very optimistic that the Democratic bug had taken hold in the Ukraine. There were all these people sporting their colors freely and seemingly unafraid of any problems, and I thought that it was going to do well. I was wrong.
Judge Mikva, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Abner Mikva is a former congressman and former chief judge of the U.S. Court of Appeals in the District of Columbia. He was speaking to us about his experience as an international monitor for the Ukrainian elections.